episode, what are we at, 140?
I knew you wouldn't get it. I knew it.
Episode 144 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hello, everybody. This podcast is your density.
And we have Gabe Philbin.
Hey.
And Dylan Rausch.
Fart noises.
Yep.
Fart shoes.
Fart time.
Uh-huh. So we started off right.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you.
Fart jokes.
Yep.
10 out of 10.
Ryan.
Uh-huh.
What have you been up to?
Oh, boy. What have I been up to? So much Destiny.
That's my job.
So much Destiny.
To ask people what they're up to.
Well, we were too slow this week, Gabe.
Yeah.
We've been meaning to talk to you about that. You're fired.
Okay.
So much Destiny.
Yeah.
Like, I played...
What level? Are you at 20?
No, because I've been playing on both systems.
Hmm.
So I got to level 11 on PlayStation last week.
That's how fucking hardcore he is, man.
And then I got to level 12 over the weekend on Xbox. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I fired up the PlayStation one tonight, but I wanted to play with you guys, but I ended up having to bottle that beer. It was ready to go, so I wanted to get it out of the way tonight. I'm down for some more PlayStation.
Once again, Ryan's alcohol addiction took precedent over his friends.
It did. Just how it goes sometimes.
No.
It's a real vice. So
Miami Vice.
Yeah, so we've all been That's not Miami Vice, but okay.
But it's Miami.
Is it?
Pretty much. Okay. Go on.
That's CSI, dipshit.
Anyway, I guess we've all been playing it.
So yeah,
that's you guys were gone for the weekend, which is why it was easy to spend so much time on the Xbox version. Since no one on PlayStation was around.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think so far?
It's okay.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually, I read some of the reviews, and, I see what they're saying. I get it. But I'm still having a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's no denying the fun I'm having, and that I can't wait. I agree. It's relatively shallow right now, or at least at first glance. But, there's a lot that's unknown, so... And that may or may not pan out.
But
what's there, though, I can't wait. I have stuff that I really want to do, and I want to put the time into. I've been just getting bounties and going and doing them and just seeing my, Crucible stuff rank up. And I can't wait. I'm excited to be doing this stuff. And I know that that's – all these things are typical MMO kind of using – psychology to think.
It's a little carrot out there.
Exactly. It's a carrot on a stick.
You're chasing the dragon, Javi.
It is absolutely a carrot on a stick, but you know what? Video games kind of are that, and I'm kind of in the mood for it this time. And
yeah.
I mean, if anything, I've always hated MMOs and their formula, but this game is a first-person shooter that feels really good, and it's doing that formula in a way that, I don't know, works for me.
Right.
I was talking to Gabe about Borderlands versus this, and I think Gabe was saying Borderlands is better, and that's probably true in some ways,
yeah,
but I don't like Borderlands. Or, Borderlands makes me bored. Borderlands! No, but, I like Crucible. I like being able to hop in, do some campaigns, and see the pretty environments and stuff. I really enjoy having one fat fucking number for every piece of equipment and being like, oh, that's better, equip, and not looking at a million things like in Borderlands. I don't know. It's just, it's streamlined and it's more my style, and I'm really, really loving it.
See, I think it's streamlined in some ways, it's good, but in to a fault in other ways. So, I don't think there's enough different abilities. Leveling up, I want to see, a big change in, my main ability, because, I'm playing Warlock, so I throw that big bolt, that blob bolt at you, and, I don't know, it doesn't change too much. And from what I've seen so far, the weapons don't really modify those abilities at all.
I think the stats in the game are absolutely worthless. What's the point of having them for three abilities?
Yeah, like it just seems like the numbers are there because like it's a trope for those games, but they don't really... like.
Oh, I mean, they do affect your cooldowns.
Wait, which stats are you talking about?
Like, okay, so there's discipline, strength, and what is it, intellect. Okay. And it's like, they all just decrease cooldowns. That's kind of, like, boring. If it
Why not
it...
just have those cooldowns decreased?
Yeah, like,
as you level up.
I feel like those could also, like, intellect could add damage to... like, if those things not only decrease the cooldown, but they could also, like, add damage to the ability or, like, maybe a different effect once you reach, like, a certain level. Like, if you get, like, 50 discipline, then your grenades do something else. I don't know, it's just, like, shallow. Like progression just feels shallow in that game to me. Hmm. And I agree, like, I'm still, like, enjoying myself, like, relatively, like, playing it. I just don't think it's great. Like, I'm having fun, but sit.
No, it's all right. It's definitely got its flaws with, I mean, story-wise, for sure.
Oh, God. But, I mean, that's not really...
There's not a lot going on.
It's not... I'm not trying to defend that, but it's also not a surprise. Bungie has never told a good story.
Right, yeah. They're not good at... They're good at creating universes. They're real bad at telling you about them. So, this could be the coolest universe ever, but you're not going to find out from the games.
Nope.
And also, I thought naming... it the darkness was really fucking lazy.
No, all the names are lazy, man.
Yeah,
evil,
the hive, darkness.
I was just telling Javi, like, when we were playing a few hours ago, I was like, I fucking hate that it's called a wizard and a hobgoblin and a goblin
and phalanx and like all these other things that are like derivative.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And like, a lot of the voice acting's not great. The writing, as we said earlier, is awful. The Dink is... he's not the worst. He gets a lot of the fleck. He's not perfect, but he's better than the rest of it.
Nah.
At least I haven't beat the story, but...
it's just freaking... it's Peter Dinklage, and whether that's his fault or not, it's Peter Dinklage talking, and he's saying things that are just... awful.
So and like, Peter Dinklage.
Like other people, you're saying other characters are even dumber or worse, like, but they still sound like video game characters, so it's not jarring at all. But just the things that Peter Dinklage has to say and the way he says them is just awkward. Everything's just awkward. 9 times out of 10. Sometimes it's fine.
I think most of the time it's fine, like, because he's just a floating robot. But then They don't seem to know what they want him to be, because they, like, kind of make him sarcastic at times. He's sometimes just, like, serious and, like, robotic, which, frankly, I think he should be, because that's the way his voice kind of sounds in the game. And when it's just, when he's just, like, trying to sound robotic and all that, it's great. Like, it's fine. But then, what was that line you said earlier, like,
he's like, what is one of the enemies? He's like, oh, they're on the surface, or this close to the surface. Yeah, he's like yelling it.
It sounds like he wasn't ready to start recording. Yeah. They're like, go.
He's like, oh.
This close to the surface. Good, got it.
Not great.
Cut, print. So, like, whenever he... so, I'm like, kind of defending him when he doesn't have emotion, which is kind of weird, because that's just how I want his silly little robot to be. But, like, when they like, try to have, like, little quips every now and then, it just, like, sounds weird and feels out of place with that guy.
I think what this game needs, and it can totally happen over time, and that's another reason I'm giving it a lot of benefit of the doubt, is that there's time for this to grow and change. Like, it just came right out, and every week they already have a schedule that there's going to be, like, two or three things every single week that's going to... that you can, like, jump in and enjoy. And then, like...
So what are those things? Are, like, the strike missions? So, like,
the strike missions, and then raids? They're having, like, boss challenges and, like, different and so quests.
My problem with those... like, I've found, like, all of those pretty boring so far.
Yeah.
Like, the eyeball and the, like, six arm... like, six-leg little beetle tank.
I think they'll get better at it. I mean...
Yeah, and...
Well, sure, maybe, but, like, right now, they're boring. It's just things with a lot of health that are just, like, tedious. Well, they aren't hard. The only thing that's hard about them is they have a lot of health.
Dylan and I had a lot of fun in the beta with the eyeball quest, you know, when you have to take down that tank and figure out how to take it down. Like, it was,
yeah, so. we did enjoy it. I played it with Ryan and Gabe, and it was just kind of hide behind cover. Shoot at it. Hide behind cover. Shoot at it.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember it being a lot funner when we didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Right. Sure. But I mean, what this game could use, I think, is missions and quests that have some, at least a little narrative in them, like even just isolated narrative that has nothing to do with the grand, you know, the darkness and all that shit. Like, I remember in World of Warcraft, there's a mission, you know, in one of the towns that I'll always remember is kind of a neat little story. Some dude, like, hasn't seen his wife in a few weeks and he's worried about her. And you have to, like, go out to the last place she was at, and then there's just, like, all these pirates or monsters and shit there, and you have to wipe them out, and then you find her decapitated body. And so you have to, you pick up her head and bring it back to him, and he's all, like, horrified and shit.
Are you
like
talking about Mantrick?
I think so, but that's like I'm just saying that that's like a nice little story that probably took not much time to like put together for a little campaign. And if you do something like that in Destiny, like drop, just have a mission, you accept it in the map, and then you land on, you know, Russia, old Russia, or whatever the hell that is, and just give us some sort of story, something to like take with us, and do something other than just, oh, here's this old piece of machinery, let's have the dink shoot it with a little laser for a second. All right, a door opened.
Hey, everyone, I hope you've hung on to your CRTs, because they're making a comeback in 700 years.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
can't wait.
It's a little thing, but I think it would benefit the game greatly if just stop making everything so arbitrary. Just, oh, go to this checkpoint and hold square.
It's a lot of samey stuff.
Yes.
It's the same problem that people had with Halo 4, where a lot of the progression was, like, walk up and push the button.
Yep.
Walk up and push
the button. That's all the Halos. That's all the Halos.
Well, no, like, you know, in Halo 4, it's, like, like blatantly push the button.
Yeah.
Same animation, push the button. Okay, well, now we're moving. But, like, in this, it's... The missions are, like, stand in this area, kill things. Stand in this area, kill things, protect the dink. But you don't really need to protect the dink because he can't be hit by anything. I don't think you can fail those other than dying.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's just... There's no real, like, mission variety. And most of the time, I don't even know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm just, like, clicking the middle button to see where I'm supposed to go. And then going there.
Well, that, and I think they need to make the bosses more... Okay, they're trying to go the MMO route. Yeah. MMOs, for a while, have had their bosses be pretty unique. In the sense that you have to treat the fight pretty different. What's the problem with doing that in this kind of game? In a first-person shooter?
Well, first-person shooters usually don't have, like, good boss fights. Like, that's just kind of a thing.
They have a chance to do something with it here.
You know, I'm not saying it's impossible to have a good boss fight. I, off the top of my head, I can't really think of, like, how to do that, like, right off the bat. I just think it's kind of a harder platform to handle that sort of thing. Like, first-person shooters are just kind of better for grunt work. Just, like, killing little minions and stuff. Like, Killzone 2 ended with that fucking awful boss fight. Halo always has bad boss fights.
Oh, man. No! Halo, in this sense, you're right, the actual boss fights were bad, but what I considered to be the finale of the game would be the
versus the environment sort of deal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's more, you can do, like, more creative ways of, like, having a boss fight than just, like, a physical
precisely.
Boss itself.
You don't have to have the fucking, what was it, the brute guy... fight and
I forget his name. God, that
Brutus.
Yes, that was it.
Et tu, Gabe. Right.
So, okay,
Et tu, Arbiter.
One of the things I was referring to with weekly updates and all this stuff is the raids. I guess, like, once you get to level 26, you can start going into raids with a fire team, and like you're locked in with that fire team once you enter that raid. So like, you have to commit with your friends, and like it opens this next one opens at 2:00 on Tuesday, and it's I don't know. It's just cool that like there's like events and there. I'm assuming it's new content. Like it's a new quest, and it says you won't be able to complete the, or you probably won't complete the raid in one sitting. It's pretty huge, but you need to stick it out together, and it's gonna be really tough. And like that's cool. I like that. I like that there's new shit to look forward to, and they can consistently update. It's like they built a platform, and they're gonna be adding things to it. So I don't know. I'm really enjoying myself, and the idea of more things on the horizon is a great thing. I'm not upset about the game, or I don't know. I'm really enjoying it, and I hope that it gets even better.
Me so, too.
I sure hope it gets better.
So, Javi, funny, just quick tangent here. About you mentioning kind of like the self-contained stories within in WoW and shit.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more like that than ever in Warcraft.
Yeah, but I don't like playing Warcraft.
Well, what I mean is they definitely went towards that route where each little zone has an overarching plot. And then each town has their own plot.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And that's something that, like, if I'm going to criticize Destiny for dropping the ball, that's something that I think is really shitty.
A good
that,
comparison.
That, don't know what you're doing
well,
while you're doing
that. And also, you have humans, those robots, and those blue people. I have no idea what stake the blue people and robots have in this at all. Like, who the fuck are they? What are they doing there? And if you select one of those different races, you should start somewhere else, like on their home turf, and kind of learn about their culture, like just like in World of Warcraft. You should have a different route, and then finally end up at the tower with everybody else. Like that's
instead
the main
of
hub.
Everyone if has like, the same path.
Yeah,
no
it
matter
sucks.
What,
it's a huge.
If like one group started on the moon, one group started on Venus, like Mars and Earth, like that would have been
exactly. And learn more about your race, like what how
I'm
you're involved.
I'm surprised how small the game is.
Yeah. It definitely looks like they got it up and running and then pulled the trigger. You know, they're like, oh, well, we'll add everything we can later.
And, like, the patrol missions are not good.
Yeah.
Like all the side missions are just kind of regurgitated. The same idea. So that's kind of the same for the story missions, but
story
missions benefit from like different environments.
A little bit more production value in there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a really good effort. But they called it an MMO.
No, they didn't. They were always...
they haven't said that. But
oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
everyone else calls it an MMO.
Yeah, they're always careful to not call it an MMO.
That's the easiest thing to compare it to. And honestly, I think it that's what they're striving to be, like, eventually. But everybody knows that MMOs are, like, the most expensive projects to make and the most time-consuming projects
they're
to make.
Big and detailed
and so
this is detailed but not big at all
and I don't think it needs to be like big in the sense of oh I can walk from this
but
area to that
you
area,
lose but... the sense of exploration
well there needs to be stuff in there
that too there is no exploration if it's this I know the Earth area. I know it. I don't need to explore it anymore. I know where. I don't even need to bother going.
Yeah, when I loaded it up for the first time, like I had played a lot of the beta and a lot of the alpha, and I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna explore every nook and cranny, see if I can find like some dead ghosts that I have to resurrect or like any little hidden items. And I went into all these little empty rooms with nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, all over the moon. Even there's those caves, and you walk in them, and there's nothing in any of those.
Yeah,
nothing in this.
And then even like the most disappointing part is you're inside these buildings, and you see these doorways, and you can't. There's an invisible wall.
Oh yeah.
I've seen those. Doors will open to let enemies in, and then it will just be like a black pit
because it's darkness. You can't walk into darkness.
Can't walk into the darkness.
I just feel like they have a while to go.
Yeah,
and it just feels. It doesn't feel like there's a lot there. It's not, there's no heft.
They
to
haven't
this game.
Finished. And, I mean,
well, I'd argue I don't think the game feels unfinished. I just. Don't think
there's no weight to it. There's no depth.
Like, everything that's there doesn't feel like they didn't spend enough time on it. It's just it doesn't feel like they did it or like it's just not there.
Yeah,
I don't know if like, that makes sense. Like, it doesn't feel like they started something and then didn't finish it. To me, like, it feels like they wanted that the mission to be the mission, and then they just kind of repeated it.
What it seems to me is they've built the skeleton of a good, a great game.
It's a foundation. They have a foundation.
They've built the skeleton of it. Now they need to put this game into this skeleton into something.
Yeah.
Something substantial. Something that I want to go back to, like, Star Wars Galaxies was a really, really big game. It was a MMO. It was very big, and you honestly felt like you were exploring and going to these other planets. Even though it says I'm going to Venus in Destiny, I don't feel like it's any different from anything else it's a jungle.
If they like change the gravity or something, like there's only like four planets. I feel like that wouldn't be too hard to do. Like if they like changed how each planet is, like, you have to like kind of maneuver each planet.
Not just that, it's you go to each planet and you complete the one little area they have, and you don't explore anything beyond that little area on the planet. On Earth, you're only in Russia. You never leave Russia.
Well, because Russia is the most glorious country.
Even more condensed than that, you never leave the Cosmodome. You never go beyond it. When you have 24,000 miles of
the Earth. What does the rest of Earth look like? Right. I'm curious. I want to see, like, big cities too. Like, what does New York look like now?
Well, we can hope. We can hope this is coming. You know?
Yeah, definitely. But it's just as of
it
right
feels
now.
Like, there's a lot to be had.
It feels like early act, like really nice early access. Like they have a like Dylan said, they have a skeleton, but they still need to put things in the slots. They need to finish.
They've got.
I'm not quite as optimistic.
They've got Frankenstein's monster. They have Frankenstein's monster. They need. They need something to bring it alive. Because the world doesn't feel alive.
No, it's... Well, and...
It feels dead.
The way that it would feel... Like, Bungie never makes worlds feel alive. They're terrible at that.
Yeah.
So, like, I have no hope that Destiny will ever feel like it has more character.
See, no. Halo got kind of a pass there for having that take place on a, like, deserted planet.
And, like, the schedule that Javi brought up, like... And that's great that, like, they're bringing out, like, more things, but to me it sounds like it's the things that I'm not enjoying right now, like these boss fights that it's just, oh, this boss has so much health, you won't even be able to kill it for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah. All in all, I can just say the game's okay, because while Javi likes the multiplayer aspect, it ain't for me. I despise it. But... I'm not going to let that ruin the rest of the game.
I feel like the multiplayer is really strange in that it just shows that your character's level, but that means nothing in multiplayer.
It does mean something in the ones
you can level up by playing multiplayer, but you could be this, like, a guy that only got to level 20 from the campaign, and then you suck at online, but it says you're 20, so people are like, oh, man, that guy's...
Like, I was, like, level 15 or something, and I was just ripping people... I was number one in the whole game, and then there's, like, level 25s in there, and they're sucking.
Yeah, like, there should be, like, there's a Crucible ranking.
But...
And that's really slow to level up, so, like, they can't exactly... Like, they can't just, like, swap that out, but, like, if they had,
something
to show how much you play multiplayer, because...
Their leveling system... It's... I don't know what they were...
I hate the progression system.
What were they thinking with how fast you level up and then the cap at 20? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's the point? What's the point of having 20 levels and stopping there? Because, it doesn't really mean anything. And
I don't feel like I earned anything new.
No, not at all.
And that was my problem with Guild Wars 2, actually.
Oh, for me, you earn a new ability all the way up till 20. Like, you're constantly earning new things.
It's usually, at least for Warlock, it's really minor stuff that, like one of them is that surge thing that I had no idea what it was,
You have three sets of grenades, and then you have your, like, finishing move, and then you can unlock, you can make you know, modifications that you unlock that make it better or whatever. And then you have
and
your
melee
stats.
Usually has a boost on it too.
Yeah, you get the melee when it's fully charged thing. Like I can throw a knife and then you guys have like a super punch as a warlock yep. or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. And then
Titans
yeah.
have a super punch.
Or yeah, what is the warlock? I don't know. But I don't know. I think that you're saying that you don't get
yeah.
anything, and that's not true.
I'm not saying you don't get anything. Like, it's just it doesn't. It's not substantial. Like
I don't feel
a
any...
new grenade feels like a new item. Like it doesn't feel like I don't know. Like powered up at all. It's just it's this new thing that, frankly, the warlock hasn't been better than the first set that they gave me. But my biggest problem with the progression system was something Javi and I went over earlier. Was you get to level 15 and you unlock a new subclass. But you have to start that subclass from level 1.
And I think that that's just normal RPG shit. Like, that's how it goes.
I don't think so. Okay. Like,
yeah, like, I don't have a problem with that so much as it just, I don't feel any stronger getting a level up.
I've definitely, I'll disagree
yeah.
with that.
With who?
With
me?
Both of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, about
what about what he just said. Like, I feel like I am getting stronger.
Yeah,
and especially
like the difference between having a fucking double jump and a single jump is pretty huge, and the difference between having and like being able to equip like for one-on-one match or matches where I'm gonna fight more than or one person at a time, I equip the grenade that turns into those little sparkles, so I just throw it right at somebody and then it follows them. Otherwise that frag grenade's gonna miss 90% of the time, so like
yeah.
it gives me lots of variety, and I get to choose how I play the game with those different things I unlock.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the power-ups is there is a big part of that to it. Like, it gives you more options in style
mm-hmm.
And for different situations. Like, I switch my loadout when I go play Crucible versus what I'm playing in-game.
Yeah, like, and I can... And now, like...
If they had different loadouts, that would be nice. If they had, like, a... Like when you go to play Crucible, like it saves how you set it up there.
But it's
that'd be
it's so quick to just
yeah,
options.
To do it
all right,
yourself.
Now
I know,
shotgun.
I know it's not like hard, but like it's something extra to do.
Yeah, I kind of like just my guy. I have all the things, and like oh, if a grenade's not working out this round, I'll just press start while I'm dead, change it out. You know, and you know I have the option now. Like there are levels where you don't get like super substantial things, but. Like I unlock the ability to either have my super sun gun or whatever, like have that thing pierce through more than one person, or if I prefer my melee and grenade, I can have that regen faster. And so you just make little decisions. I don't know. I think that you have options to play the way you want, and I don't know. I'm enjoying it. Maybe you just don't like your warlock. I don't know.
I like the ability that warlock has more than all the other ones. Like I don't really like the ground slam. Looks cool, but like I don't know. That's not what I want to do. Like I like the warlock ability, the starting class. Another reason that I don't like the whole start over with everything if you change your subclass is the second the subclass you get with warlock at level 15 is really boring. Like, it just increases your stats when you activate the ability, and, like, fuck that. I'm not gonna start over at level 1 in a level 15 area to get that. Like,
Well, is that, that thing where you look like an angel with flaming wings or whatever the hell? Because...
Yeah.
Okay, I fought people that had that, and they're really hard to kill, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it's just boring. Like if I have like an ability, I want it to not be get better at shooting things.
So here's Gabe's idea to ways to make Destiny better. First off, can we make it isometric? Next, can we just have a few more characters? And every time I enter a level, I want it to basically like restart me. That way, I can choose my leveling sequence in each level. If we could put some towers like between my spot and their spot, and then just make it League. Can you just make it League? We just turn it into
get
League.
Get rid of the name Legal. Destiny and call it Legal.
Yeah. Can we just do that? Can we just be League? There it is.
See, with that mentality, you think I'd like starting over by changing my class?
I know, right? That's what was weird.
But, But I don't want to feel like I just wasted all that time to start over and then.
But it's not what you don't lose it. You can re-equip it at any time.
You
don't lose it,
but then you okay. So you're at level 15. You're at level 15, yeah. And you want to keep going through the story to a level 15 area. You're not gonna fucking start over at like a level 1 ability, like have like level 1 abilities with no jump jets, no fucking grenade at a level 15 area. Like that's just stupid. That's not good.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
You're not level 1, though. Like, your weapons still do the same amount of damage. Like, oh, you might not be able to jump for this one level, and then you'll unlock jump.
Like, but why? Why take that away? That's such, like, a... That feels like a pretty core part about the game. Something you get pretty used to, and that everyone has.
Fine. Yeah, okay. Then I'll agree with you that jump shouldn't be... Unless the jump is different, with a different loadout.
It gets different, like, as you get to, like, level 18, like, numbers...
Yeah, but well, like, your levels don't matter anymore. Like,
No, I mean like level like that.
And how does that like, how does that work now? Like, do you unlock abilities only when you level up when you equip the new thing?
No, like if you just have like an experience pool, and that whole number just works for every subclass.
Okay.
Like all the work you put into one class, you can just transfer it over to the other because having like one character.
Oh, no, no, I'm like not asking you about your power. Theoretical one. I'm asking about how it actually works.
Like, how it actually works right now.
Do you have to level up to unlock a new ability in your subclass?
Yeah. Like, the way it is now, it's essentially starting a new character.
Right, well, but you don't level up anymore after 20. So how do you unlock new...
Because kills. Kills give you, like, those green meters fill up. You still get experience after level 20.
Yeah. I mean, other than the jumping, I really don't see an issue. Like
jumping, grenades, like, those are... Yeah, but like, the grenades are... is one of your abilities. Like, that's something you get pretty accustomed to having.
Right, you have to earn them.
And
it's like complaining about the game and you making did. You earn jumping and grenades in the first place. Like, why
and
should
you did!
for that subclass. For that
For
class.
That character! Why do I have to do it again?
Because it's a different
same
skill.
Character.
It's a different
But I'm still level 15.
Who fucking cares?
I care!
Like I said before, it's like me being like what you're complaining about is like me saying, "Oh, well, I want to start a warlock and be at the same level." It's like, "Well, you're not playing as a warlock." "Well, I earned that
I
level.
Am playing as a warlock. I want to try this new class, but you're making me start all over when I'm still in a level 15 area with all these like level 1 ability level." Like that's what's good about Diablo 3. You can just like change you get all these abilities for this one character. And you can change to any of them at any time if you want to change your playstyle like the drop of a hat. Mm-hmm. But in Destiny, it just like feels really dated. Like, there's some things in Destiny that they streamlined that are nice, but then there's some that they didn't, and it doesn't really make sense. Such as this one.
Alright.
It's fucking stupid!
To be fair, Gabe, this game did take 20 years to develop.
This game took 500,000 million man hours, and then fuck, I don't know.
All right,
that's Destiny.
Yeah.
What do you think of Destiny? Tweet it again.
10 out of 10. It's okay.
Yeah.
So what else have people been up to this week?
Way to go, Ryan. You sent us on a fucking half-hour tangent.
You're That's not welcome. A tangent. That's just the main topic.
You're welcome.
I'd call this episode You Are My Density, but I'm pretty sure I've already done that at least once. Maybe twice.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm a creative genius.
That's all that I was up to. I don't know about you guys.
You're, went to a beach you're a creative house. Genius, Gabe. Original.
Javi and I went to a beach house this weekend. We played some video games there, too.
Down by the beach.
We mounted our friends.
We ganged beasts.
I don't even know what that means.
It's cool.
It means exactly what it sounds like. We mounted our friends. So Gang Beast is like that brawler that we kind of briefly touched on last week that Javi played at Fozzie's. And it's still great. God, that game's so silly. So I don't like it's just like it's like a wrestling game, but The controls are just like punch, left punch, right punch, grab and lift, pretty much. And you just have to get them out of the figurative ring, whether that means throwing them out of the ring or getting them throwing them into a pit of fire in the middle of the stage. Mm-hmm. It's just that's your goal. And as of right now, there doesn't seem to be like any differences between like the types of characters that you can play as. It's just like you are this amorphous blob man, and you're gonna beat the fuck out of that guy, that amorphous blob with the chicken outfit on. yeah, Gang Beasts is just, it's so much fun. It's like, kind of like that dumb kind of fun that's just, that I love so much.
Right.
I'm not very good at explaining it. Javi, if you can tag team in wrestling term.
It's really fun and stupid.
Alright.
The characters barely do what you want them to, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, like, just getting the hang of the controls, which...
And they look like really cute, clumsy, like...
What's that movie that's
people in animal costumes,
like
but...
That the... new, like, Pixar DreamWorks, like, about the superhero robot. It kind of looks like that fat white thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
fuck,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
that called?
What's it called? Mega...
I think it has a
Yeah.
Mega 8? I don't know.
Big Hero 6.
Mega Man, that's it. Yeah, Big Hero 6. That sounds right.
Yeah, Big Hero 6, that's it.
Yeah. So they kind of look like that, and it's just like, but the punches have like a surprising amount of weight behind them, like, just because it's, it's kind of hard to connect, so when you do, it just feels good. And then people get like knocked out and they lose consciousness for a little bit. It's not a very good game if you're trying to spread the concussion prevention. Beyond that, it's great. And then Mount Your Friends was our greatest adventure yet. The game in which it's similar to... I guess you compare the controls a bit to Co-op, where like one button sort of controls each arm.
Not like, perfectly controls each arm.
So like each arm and leg is like A, B, X, Y. And if you hit Y, then you're controlling that with the analog stick, and you're trying to, like, grip that onto another body. I forgot to mention that the point of this game is to make a tower of bodies as high as you can, and you get knocked out when you cannot be at a higher point than the last body. Also, everyone is only wearing thongs, and there is dick physics. Physics is a very loose term. Dick swinging, more.
Alright.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, and everyone was getting so into it. Like, we had 7 people playing that game, and you just, like, pass the controller on after you like, do your turn. Uh-huh. And just, like, Devin's girlfriend, Lisa, who doesn't play games, was getting super into it, and she played it again today at Devin's house. It's just, like, a stupid, like, easy to understand, but, like, hard to get the hang of game. So you just, like, kind of strive to get better at that. And, like, by the end of it, Javi was just, like, tossing himself. Like, he wasn't doing, like, safe, like, grip, like, your arm up and then, like, grip your leg up. He was, like, swinging his body and then letting go of, like, the one point that was gripping onto the tower and just, like, flinging himself up as high as he could go. Then everyone in the room's like, oh my god! He did it, by god! Everyone's freaking out. It was fucking awesome. Oh, it was so much fun.
And what system is this on?
I think just PC right now.
Oh. Alright.
Yeah, I think it's only like $5. Yeah, Javi just linked a GIF of it in Skype. So you can get an idea of the dick physics we're working with.
Oh, alright.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's so great. you get up to anything else, Javi?
Nope.
Let's see. What did I do?
I
watched some more movies.
That's cool.
I don't think I played any other games, other than like Destiny and then Next After the Fact game. Next After the Fact coming out on Thursday. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about Destiny. Some movies. I watched another Satoshi Kon movie. Watched Millennium Actress, and that was like kind of the hardest one to follow, surprisingly, even though it was like the sanest. Terms of ideas, it was a It's these people interviewing this actress, but as she's telling her, like, life story, they go into her memories, sort of. Like, not physically, but just, like, that's how it's portrayed in the movie. It's, like, a really cool way to tell the story. And it's pretty good. It's no Perfect Blue, but it was good. As one more Satoshi Kon movie to go through, and I'll get to that this week. It's Tokyo Godfathers. Anime. And then the other movie I watched is called Dear Zachary. And this documentary, and I'll say now it's the saddest thing I've ever seen. So I heard about this on the Two Best Friend cast. They just, Wooly, like, mentioned it, that he watched it, and he was just like, the floodgates just, like, opened up, man. And I was like, alright, so, like, whatever. Fucking whatever. I don't really care yet. And then, Your Movie Sucks guy came out with his top 10, or I guess it was, like, he did, like, 15 movies. Top, like, 15 movies of 2008. And one of them was Dear Zachary. I was like, oh, okay, it's on Netflix. I'll check it out tonight. And I guess to just kind of give you... the movie is a documentary about this guy who gets killed by his girlfriend, or his ex-girlfriend, and then she flees the country. 4 months later, turns out she's pregnant with his child, and the guy's parents want to get custody of the child, and that's kind of like a rough... summary, but like an hour or so in, I kind of just like said fuck it to myself and just started like sobbing uncontrollably, to the point where I don't know if it's my next door neighbor, someone who walked by the hall, or if they live across from me, someone knocked on my door to ask if everything was okay.
Oh my god.
So I had to go up and answer my door.
Jesus.
No, man, I'm just watching this movie. And then I started laughing at the situation because that's the most ridiculous, strange interaction I think I've ever had in my life.
How loud do you sob? I can't even...
I'm getting, like, choked up for, like, most of the movie. Like, it's all set and then, like, just keeps getting heavier. And, like, I just kind of, like, gave up. Trying to hold it back. Unleash my power.
Wow.
It's crazy. And it's like, the thing about that movie is like, I don't even think it's that great of a documentary, like in terms of filmmaking. Like the editing is kind of wonky at times and there's like some cheesy sound effects. But it's just that he's not like interviewing like experts in the field. He's not interviewing like a ballistics expert to like analyze the crime scene or anything. He's just going through people that were in this guy's life to try to like tell the story, like learn more about one of his best friends. And then like as he's making the documentary as like the events are still happening, so as things happen in the movie, the purpose of the documentary sort of changes. And you start to like, that you really love some of the people that are in it, and then just fucking despise this devil of a person. Like, the thing with the custody battle, the parents of the person that this woman murdered have to spend time with her in order to spend time with their grandson. Because she fled to Canada, and there's, like, all this bullshit with the legal system, and... So, yeah, I'd say watch Dear Zachary, but watch it either alone or with people that you're really, really comfortable around. Because, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So that's Dear Zachary. It's on Netflix. Check it out. Feel good movie of the summer. That's what I've been up to. Dylan, how you living?
Me?
You.
What have I been doing?
I don't know. I asked you.
I've been doing things.
Oh, like Big Bang.
I downloaded the PlayStation All-Stars because it was free.
Oh, dear God, why?
On the Vita.
That's going to make me cry harder than Dear Zachary.
Man, that game is not fun.
No. Like,
its mechanics are bad.
No, they're not good. There's a reason no one bought it. Everyone was super hyped about it when they just thought it was Smash Bros. And then they did the stupidest thing, and they didn't rip off Smash Bros. Enough.
I was so confident there had to be a mode. There had to be, like, a Smash Brothers mode. That they're
but
just...
that would require them to change all the levels. And
that, another thing. Oh my god, using items and the levels in this game.
Did you think it changed? Like, the company, the studio that made that game, I think they don't exist anymore. Like, they went under after this game. So that, it hasn't been, like, supported or anything.
I don't know. I just...
It's just the way it is. Things will always be the same.
You would think touching the touchscreen to pick up an item would be like, okay, I get that.
Oh, you're playing on Vita.
Yeah, yeah. But the levels, they're just... Why? Why did we put Patapon in with Revengeance in the background? I don't understand.
Makes you really appreciate them pulling off Smash Brothers so well.
It really does make you appreciate Smash Brothers because it controls fluidly. Your special abilities aren't... Okay. The special abilities, how you kill people, they're really obnoxious to pull off, first off.
It's just having a be-all, end-all move to win in a fighting game is just... That's, like, not good design. Like, part of the fighting game is, like, that risk-reward of, like, heavier attacks, heavy, like, slow attacks and light, fast attacks that, like, you mix together. But then when you have to, like, do those to build up a meter, to be forced to use a special to get any sort of recognition for your effort, it's just not...
Well, good. That and later on... When they have you fighting against, like, three people at once, and they're throwing items at you and using abilities that take away from your super meter, it just gets obnoxious. You're like, oh boy, I gotta get my super meter so I can get this kill on fucking Drake or whatever. Oh boy, he just grabbed me and threw me. Oh, someone threw a rocket at me that slowed me down. So I got snails crawl so everyone else can grab me. Hey, look, I finally got my special meter. Oh, press R. Oh, they punched me, so it canceled it, and I lost all the meter.
Bag of fucking dicks.
Oh, fun fact. I only had one more light working on my ceiling lights out of the four I have, and it just went out. That's going to be fun to replace.
Maybe yeah. Maybe I can
wait until morning.
Probably. I mean, you need it to be dark to sleep anyway, right?
Yeah, so on, like, frankly, I should just leave it like that. That way I have no chance of sleeping with lights on.
Ugh, God. I just... Fuck that game. Fuck it. Fuck it to hell.
Wait, so what made you pull it back out and play it again?
Because it was free on PlayStation Plus
again. Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that when I was downloading that Velocity 2X, which I still have not played. Or X2,
you see, Dylan,
or...
the thing about free is that it doesn't always mean it's worth your time.
You're right about that.
What did we learn?
Time is money.
I also
downloaded...
And when
you're spending time on something, you're losing money.
I downloaded Velocity as well. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I've been continuously falling down the rabbit hole of Persona 4 again.
Neat.
And I started Bravely Default again. I took a break from it for a while, and I'm kind of glad I did, because now when I'm playing it again, I'm like, oh yeah, I like this. By the way, the Colts just lost.
What?
That's basketball.
Kill me.
Right. Your well, luck
there's
has
your
run out.
Football update. The Eagles are coming. Man. Well, should we hop into news, everybody?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey. I hope it's that they is one of them that they changed the name of Edge of Tomorrow.
No.
To Live, Die, Repeat.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Well, there you go. There's the news.
Yeah.
And that's it for episode 145.
Live, now, die, repeat. Edge of Tomorrow.
Minecraft.
Fucking Lations World.
You guys are playing Minecraft.
That movie is so good, though.
Edge of Tomorrow is great.
I don't even care.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that they did that, but whatever.
Well, apparently what I heard was, like, that was supposed to be the original title, but they were like, no, we can't name it that.
Well, I thought the original title was All You Need Is Kill. Well, that's the original, like, manga, I guess it is, of the... of that, like, story. It's just gotcha. All You Need Is Kill. And frankly, that's an anime-ass name, and I love it. It's great. Should have been that. All You Need Is Tom Cruise. That should have been the name of the movie. So first up, you guys like Minecraft, or have played Minecraft, have heard of Minecraft? Mm-hmm. Minecraft and Mojangles were just bought by Microsoft for 2.5 billy boys.
I feel like...
Minecraft,
I feel like that's a bit late, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm curious. Like, Minecraft, is this a new IP that someone just invented? Is this a...
I haven't looked too much into it.
Is it... is it the new name for... Is it Cortana? Is that what it is? I don't... Minecraft. It's got to be new, right? If they spend so much money on it, right? Like, that's... Because if it was something that was, say, from, like... I don't know, 2009? Like, that would be weird that they bought it for $2.5 billion, right?
Well, you know that this makes Minecraft 2 inevitable.
Right,
Definitely. They better make their fucking money back. I feel like... I just feel like any kind of... This is a one-time game. I don't think you're ever going to recapture what...
What do you do with two? Because one has just been an evolving
thing. You make two an Xbox exclusive.
Well, they said they're going to keep it on PlayStation and mobile.
Yeah, the games that are already built, they're going to make all the money that they would have made off of that. So that's, of course.
I don't see Minecraft 2 happening. It'll happen,
and it's going to be...
What's the big push? Doesn't look like trash anymore.
Yeah, they might smooth some of the corners of the cubes.
That's like part of Minecraft at this point.
But that's what's going to happen. You're going to be able to play as your avatar.
I feel like if they had dropped this money on this game years ago, it would have been better. But now that it's...
Yeah.
I mean, good for you, Notch.
You know what?
I know.
Fucking ride off into the sunset on your fleet
on your
of
fedora yachts. On his fedora horse
on his hoverboard.
His fedora shaped hoverboard.
He just stacked up the money and it turned into a hoverboard.
How many vacations do you think he can take?
His fucking life is a vacation.
I'm on vacation. He used to enjoy. He always liked taking vacations during development. Now he can take a vacation and live it.
Jeez, man. Like, that's just crazy. That's so much fucking dosh. I guess it's the best-selling PC game ever. Ever.
Does that make it worth $2.5 billion?
Well, that's, like, the question now. Like, how strong is Minecraft still? Like, to me, like, it's kind of died down.
I agree.
But, like, I don't know.
This is anecdotal. Like,
that's what I'm curious about. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know for sure because it's died down for us. But yeah, we don't know how much they're raking
who
in.
Who knows? Maybe Microsoft will start slinging it on every fucking device they can. And
oh, yeah. I mean, it already has been, though.
Yeah.
And then get people a taste of it and then be like, we're releasing a sequel on every one of our devices.
But, like, the people who play Minecraft, I feel like at the way that the game has been supported, and, like, this is, like, the first, like, early access game, kind of, I think, or at least the first popular one. And, like, just that idea of you buying in early and then just, like, getting all the updates that are rolling out. Like, once you buy it, they just keep expanding on it. And then even after it was, like, officially released in November of, like, 2012 or something, like, they kept rolling out these updates and a huge one just came out. Like people are just kind of used to this idea of Minecraft being this one-time purchase and then just expanding upon on its own.
At least on PC. I mean, the Xbox and PS4 versions have all these skins you have to buy. They have all this downloadable stuff that you have to purchase. Like, it's a free-to-play model after you buy the game. You
know, but it's still biggest on PC. Like, that's its biggest market.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It sold crazy on Xbox.
Yeah, no, it did. It did. And on mobile, too, I'm pretty sure. I think it's still best-selling on PC. I know it's the best-selling PC game, like, ever. But
you know what's funny, Avi? You brought up the you could play as your avatar. You know what's really weird about the Xbox One? Is that that kind of shit is almost non-existent now. Like, at least from a, like, dashboard perspective, like, in how the Xbox One looks when you log in.
Yeah.
The, like, I don't like it. I liked the Xbox 360's like setup better. Like it
you
looks
see all
so
your little friends.
Yeah, and it looks so dead now. And it's difficult to go find like when you go to your friends list, it's not I don't know, like all that stuff that made it the social thing that it was are not prominent when you right. turn it on. Like on your the opening menu, like you got to go to this thing and there's your friends list and then it's like just this weird like boxy list. Of things
yeah,
like it
I
doesn't...
always thought that was something like Microsoft had over Sony, and
yeah, and they
completely
like took it away.
It was so easy to identify your friends just by like what they look like.
Yeah,
like and whether that avatar looks like them or not. Like
you know what your friend's avatar is.
Ugly fucking thing on my screen. Yeah. Oh, that's Kyle's avatar.
Well, and it was easy to like on the 360, you would just tab right with RB, you tab to the right to your friends list, and there it was. Like there's. All the avatars just lined up.
Yeah.
And it was really easy to tell. On this, it's like, it's just so dead. Like, the yeah. interface. It has no personality to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking about that this weekend, like, because I was like, who's online to play this game? And then I'm like, where the fuck do I go to find that? And then, like, your achievements. Like, you have to go pin it to your main home screen. Otherwise, you have to, like, verbalize it or go digging through menus to
That's
find
crazy.
Like your achievement.
Why would they do that?
Hey, but you know what? Maybe Notch can use the cut of the 2.5 billion that he's getting and fund Psychonauts 2.
Yeah.
No, Psychonauts 2 would cost 8 billion.
8 billion. This just seems. I guess it's like Microsoft as a whole and not just Xbox that bought it. And. Because I just think. They could have spent that money on just funding games for Xbox alone. Like, I'm not a business guy, but, like, I just think if they want to, like, promote Xbox One and the Xbox brand buying Minecraft, I don't think that's
like I wonder how these decisions are made. Like, I wonder if it just came down to, like, a lot of the people with all the money at Microsoft, all the like really big dudes just realize that their kids are playing this crazy Minecraft thing and they don't realize how fucking late to the game they are, but they're like, I don't know, it's really successful and it's still pulling in money, let's buy it now, you know.
Yeah,
why not?
Well, again, good for you, Notch.
Yeah,
fucking buy like a fucking pack of horses and make a I don't know, chariot arena. I don't fucking know. You can do anything right now. I'm just thinking of what I don't know. What would rich people do when they're bored? Fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Horse boat.
Exactly.
Yeah, just boats everywhere. Your life is boats now, Notch.
I don't know. Yeah. I think with some creativity and some thought, you could make. You can make a Minecraft 2 that's kind of neat. It would, like, just add some, you know, polish it up. It would have to look different.
Some quality of life improvements to the game.
Well, and I think, like, the touched-up version of Minecraft, like, that's kind of what Project Spark seems to be.
Yeah, well, but that this will cost money.
And Project Spark isn't based on like just cubes, it's very
I know like, but it's like a very open sandbox, at least that's what I haven't played it, it's just that's what it sounds like, that's what it seems like they're going for, like open sandbox, but like, you can like design your own game in it and that sort of deal.
Mm-hmm. Who knows, maybe they'll have the rumored adventure mode. Like Notch tried doing that adventure, like more than just survival and more.
Well, that's kind of in the game now, like, where there is an end game to Minecraft.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that put really big quotes around that, around end game. But, like, it's sort of there. Like, I don't know. mean, Minecraft's kind of evolved into this weird thing.
There's a lot of like great mods that Minecraft has, and like, you know, reskins and stuff that's not available on multiplayer or anything like that. So I don't know. I think that if they made a whole game that just consistently looks that way, and maybe give people the option of swapping different, you know, styles and overlays.
Who knows? Maybe this will be Microsoft's chance to kind of take a page out of Little Big Planet's book.
Will this be the next PlayStation Home? just instead of weird PlayStation Home looking dudes, you just got Minecraft peeps.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll definitely see more Minecraft, is my prediction. We're going to see another release at some point.
But how can we see more Minecraft? It's everywhere.
They made their own convention.
Serious?
Minecraft 2, Mine Harder.
You know how I make fun of people that go to, like, PAX a lot?
Yes.
They probably don't even hold a candle to how fucking weird people at Minecraft Con is.
Minecomp.
Fuck. I wasn't expecting that.
Really? I feel like... I don't know, I felt like that was pretty predictable.
Which is funny, because that's what I named the executable for Minecraft on my computer, was Minecomp.
Mine notch. And next up. I have no confirmation on this. This is kind of just a rumor up in the air, but GameStop is stepping away from the Spanish market and possibly closing all stores in Spain. There's a newsletter sent out from I forget his name, but it was the lead of GameStop in Espanol land. And he was saying, we're like sad to report that we are stepping, after like 9 years, we're stepping away from the Spanish market.
I feel like that shouldn't really be news. Is Spain's economy still in the shitter?
I don't know. I don't know what Europe's market's like.
Spain was pretty much bankrupt at least 2 years ago.
Close everything.
In fact, it was so bad that it was so bad. The end.
Alright, I feel like that's a good cap to that story. So there's the new Saints Row game, Get Out of Hell. And the creative director for both Get Out of Hell and Saints Row 4 has left Volition, Steve Jaros, and he's now at Valve. And this made me realize, Valve hasn't, done any... any, game stuff other than Dota. Dota's kind of been, their big thing for a while. Yeah,
I guess. I mean...
It's like...
They don't even really do anything with Dota, because all the cosmetics they release are just community-created.
Yeah, they haven't done much,
anything.
Game stuff in a while. It's been a lot of, the Steam OS and Steambox, slowly getting made. But, as far as games, what was, Dota 2... and before that, Portal 2?
Yep.
And that came out 2011.
Guess what was before that?
Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead 2.
And that was 2009?
Guess what was before that?
Left 4 Dead 1.
2008.
Yep.
No, was it?
Yep.
Okay, I thought Episode 2. Okay, Episode 2 must be 2007 then.
Yeah, that was the orange box.
Wow.
That's a huge change in
release. How many of those releases were stuff that they came up with?
Nothing. Valve doesn't do hasn't created their own original thing. They just make really good things. They just buy the idea and then make it better. But that's such a change in schedule for Valve. They release Orange Box in 2007, which is fucking a lot of stuff. There was Half-Life 2, Team Fortress 2, and Portal, and then Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 in the next 2 years. And then there's just been this kind of slow burn of...
Nothing.
Not Half-Life 3.
But don't worry, they send me press releases all the fucking time for every minor goddamn thing.
Them taking the creative director from Saints Row makes me think they got some game in the works. They got to be doing something. It's gonna be zappity.
Yeah, they're gonna make a new store. That's what Valve does now, right?
just a re-release of the Steam client, but it just has a bunch of crazy Saints Row-esque accents around it. There's just instead of a regular cursor, you just have the dildo.
The Fleur. I was gonna say the what was their icon? The Fleur, the whatever. I don't know what that shit's called.
And last up, Smash Bros. Wii U release date may have been leaked, everybody.
What?
And Javi was right. If it's true, November 21st, 2014.
Wow. The same date they release everything that's major.
Who could have predicted such tragedy?
What is this witchery?
Actually, did Nintendo release anything of note last November?
Mario?
Yeah, Mario, yeah.
Okay. That's because November, like, 20th is the big ends.
That's their shit.
That's their red letter day.
Yep.
And so beyond that, it lets you use a 3DS control as a controller for the Wii U version, which I thought that was confirmed before.
I don't know if I would want to use my 3DS as a controller. Yeah,
that's the thing. So I think the game's been fully released in Japan, and there's been a lot of pictures online and reports of Smash Bros. Breaking the analog stick, yeah, or the circle pad, because they just keep sliding it all over the place, and the rubber grip just falls right off.
I was always a fan of the D-pad for, like, Smash Brothers.
Oh god, the D-pad on the 3DS is such a piece of fucking shit.
I know, and the D-pad hasn't been good in forever.
Yeah, but what's nice about the game coming out on November 21st, if that's true, is you don't have to play it for long on the 3DS.
Well, what's the point of getting it on the 3DS then at this point?
Because you gotta have it for that month and a half, baby.
Yeah, you gotta have
your fix.
Yeah.
Gotta get the
itching.
Shut up, Dylan, you gotta get your fix!
You shut up and you buy it twice!
Sorry, I'm too busy playing Mario Golf.
Okay, you can go back to your fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon game.
Wait, why? At least it was free.
Yeah, at least that was free. Isn't that the question?
Oh god, that game.
Yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Shut your fucking mouth when you talk about Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Fuck PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. You got me so excited. You got everyone so excited. And then we saw what you really were.
That game failed so fucking hard, it ruined an entire section of Sony.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah.
Well, that's all news we got, guys.
Cool.
Who is ready for Questos?
I'm not wearing a shirt.
I am. I am both of those things. I am wearing a shirt, and I am ready for Questos.
And did you guys know it is Dylan's birthday as we record this?
Yeah.
Very special.
Yeah, we didn't bring that up.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
Hey, should we sing to him? I think we should sing to him.
Happy birthday to you. Brilliant radio.
Happy birthday to you. Shut up, Gabe. Happy birthday, dear Dylan. Happy birthday to you. You're welcome, world.
God. Oh, man.
Thank you.
That was the hypest shit on this podcast.
It was pretty hype.
Prototype ass. I didn't hear that.
Gabe starts sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh, man.
It was so beautiful.
Tears of a rapper. Prototype asks, what do you think the deal being official now that Microsoft has acquired Mojang? Rewind the podcast and listen to what we just said. How'd you know we were going to talk about that? And he asks again, do you think HBO will really go a la carte? I fucking hope so. Well, I mean, it kind of depends. That's just going to... If they go
down with the cable corporations.
If they go a la carte, like, truly, and you just pay for a show, that they're going to be a fucking one show.
No, like, I would rather, instead of paying for, like, Comcast's big suite of TV channels I never fucking watch, I want to pay for the channel I want to watch.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Yeah. It's just, if it's truly a la carte, people are just going to fucking buy Game of Thrones.
Well, no, I think if it's I think he means a la carte, as in like this channel. Here's HBO Go independently of whatever.
Yes, yeah, and that frankly, would be they great because I'm sick of fucking that. Oh yeah, you got to pay this so month because you've got all these premium channels and they're part of this package. But I only got that package, so I'd have these channels. Yeah. Why can't I just get rid of these channels? I'm never gonna fucking watch. Do I look like a Bravo type to you?
Well,
could you imagine if Comcast was like, "All right, what channels do you want?" And they just charged like however much for each one.
Entirely
HGTV, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, and Food Network.
They could even make it like $5 a month per channel, and that would still be fine.
Yes,
companies
it'd be like five channels. Like that's
companies like Comcast and other cable providers have fought against that for years because other companies have tried to like, the NFL tried to do that, for instance. The NFL tried to have, oh yeah, just pay for our own separate service. And TVs were like, whoa, that's why they shove, like, $40 billion down Goodell's throat so that he stays on the networks.
It, like, don't they have, that DirecTV Sunday ticket or whatever?
Yeah, but that's still DirecTV. Part of, they wanted to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And this was a while ago. This was because I believe the NFL wanted the NFL in as many homes as possible. They wanted it in every home, so that without having the people having to go through the cable companies, and the cable companies were panicking and all this shit. And so the NFL's like, "Well, pay us this exorbitant amount of money, then, and we'll keep it on there."
Next up, what do you think of the new Spider-Man and X-Men comic that Marvel has announced? I meant to look this up when I saw this question. I totally forgot while I was at work. Does anyone know?
No.
Nope. Nope.
Marvel and X-Men comic. New.
Well, I'd volunteer to look it up real quick, but I don't care about those things.
The thing I see from Vox one day ago, Marvel knows you love Wolverine, so it's killing him. He'll be back. Off the top of my search, I cannot see exactly what this is, but, you know, Spider-Man's cool, X-Men has some good comics, could be alright. That's my official statement regarding the matter.
It could be alright.
Who do you think should direct a Beast Wars movie? To which I ask, what is Beast Wars?
Transformers. All round right. 2. Optimus Primal. Cheetor. Rat Trap.
Rat Trap was the worst.
We're all gonna die.
It He's sounds the like the worst.
Starscream was like a velociraptor.
Yeah.
I mean, the obvious answer is Michael Bay, right? Like,
Who is the bee, Javi?
In Apartment 23?
Yeah.
God damn it, I don't remember.
Fucking Serpentor was there.
What? I like that the Autobots maximized and the Decepticons
terrorized.
According to the internet, it was Cyberbee.
I remember that fucker. Megatron was a Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, Scorponok.
I remember. Yeah, the Decepticons were all dinosaurs and insects, whereas the Autobots were all shitty fucking mammals.
Yeah, there's this pterodactyl.
But who should direct it? Talked.
Who should direct it?
Yeah.
Brad Bird.
Brad Bird. That's a good answer.
He needs to direct every movie.
Tarantino. The bloodiest Transformers.
Simon Cowell in his directorial debut.
I feel like...
I think Brad Bird's a good answer.
I feel like I should answer something horrible. Like, who's the guy who did Rush Hour 3?
Oh, God.
Brett Ratner?
Brett Ratner.
He did all the Rush Hours.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
But the only one I can think of that's really, really bad is Rush Hour 3.
Brett Ratner gets like this rep for being like the worst director of all time, and he's just terrible, terrible. But he has movies that I really like. So I mean, yes, he's made some bad movies, but he's made movies I like a lot.
Like Rush Hour.
Like Rush Hour 3.
Let's let Brett Ratner do it.
Yeah. Even though looking back on Rush Hour, it is just like horribly stereotypical.
Oh, absolutely. But
and
so
it doesn't
fun.
Compare to anything else Jackie Chan did around the same time.
Rush Hour 2 is way better than Rush Hour 1.
Can you believe Rush Hour came out before Who Am I?
That's crazy.
What was that movie with Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen?
Oh God! Oh
God, what was that?
What
was it? The Money Pay It Forward? No.
No, but it's something like it has pay in it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Pay it back.
Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen.
Money Talks.
Money Talks.
Money Talks. That was it. That was a funny movie.
God. Also starring Heather Locklear.
Oh yeah.
And David Lee McClain.
Am I?
Ah, oh, who am I? So great.
Tarantulas, Waspinator, Terror Sore, Quick Strike, Ravage, Dinobot 2.
Oh my god.
Vok.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like
they didn't try too hard with this.
I feel like with all those dinosaurs, they should have been like, oh yeah, Grimlock already existed, but okay. And Serpentor was in it.
Depth Charge.
God. And then he asked, do you think Roger Goodell will still have a job by October 1st?
Who the hell's that?
Probably by October 1st, but probably not.
Commissioner
much
of
longer.
The NFL. I mean, he makes them so much money.
Isn't he untouchable?
That's it. I mean, he's been a pretty bad commissioner already.
Like Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah. And like, he's not great.
Yeah.
In terms of ethics. In terms of Dosh, he's fucking exploding.
I'll take this moment to send you guys a picture of Optimus Primal and Dinobot. What?
Oh my god. Wait, that's Beast Wars?
Fuck yeah, it's Beast Wars.
Oh my god.
I don't remember it being that bad.
Oh my god.
It was always that bad.
The guy I used to sit next to at work would watch this and I would look over and be like, what the fuck? Who okayed this? It's so ugly.
I grew up on that shit.
Jesus Christ.
Who would have thought?
Who am I?
Hold on, here's Optimus Primal when he's robot form. He's still furry somehow. But you can see the prime in there. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's the ugly... Take this time, listeners, to go... Look at this fucking garbage. Pretty sure it's actually on Netflix.
It is. I watched a bunch of it with Rachel.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
God, fucking barf.
Maximize.
You guys give me shit for watching anime.
Yeah. And yeah. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I deserve that one. Right. And last up, he says, how about them Bears? Damn good comeback. And he links a gif of Brandon Marshall's catch, which was...
Marshall's cat?
Cat, yeah. In a surprise appearance, Brandon Marshall's cat leads the Chicago Bears to victory.
Brandon Marshall's cat has been keyboard cat this whole time.
Play
no
me
one
up.
Saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Well,
yeah, good comeback, Bears. Well done.
Shockma!
Shockma! Also, take this time to go watch the Shockma trailer. More specifically, just skip to like the last 5 seconds.
Don't do
that's
any of the
brilliant
things you just said.
Shockma. All right, Carlos Godina says everyone I know, including myself, dropped Destiny as soon as we got our hands on promo codes for the Smash Bros. Demo on 3DS. Which, it got available for Platinum members as long as you accepted promotional content from Nintendo. Which I always uncheck. I don't think I'm a Platinum member. I never register my shit. I don't care that much. But yeah, demo is available now for Platinum members, but on Friday the 19th for everyone else. So I get to play my Zero Suit Samus. Yay! So excited for the Wii U version mainly, and then the 3DS one will be kind of like a nice little filler. Hopefully nice little filler. I haven't... Mm-hmm. Has anyone played it yet on 3DS?
What?
Smash Bros.
No.
Like, I don't know how it's going to be. It's going to be zoppity. And then Justin Doss asks, what class are you guys playing in Destiny? He also says he likes it.
Hunter. I have a Hunter on PlayStation and a Titan on Xbox.
I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. No, I'm a Warlock.
Yeah.
I'm a Warlock that shoots the big purple thing.
Dylan, what are you playing?
Titan.
Yada-da-da-da, Dylan's a Jaeger. That's an anime joke, Ryan. You want to
Nope.
Ow!
Unless it's about Fooly Cooly, in which case I still won't know what it's about. I'm just kidding.
You've only seen a few gifs of Fooly Cooly. When you'll come to Seattle. It's all on YouTube. You can watch Fooly Cooly whenever you want.
I don't even know if I've seen gifs of Fooly Cooly.
Oh, no, we showed you a gif of the robot climbing out of the kid's forehead.
Oh, okay.
I'll bring it up again.
Oh, boy.
We'll show it.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
Yeah, well, that's all we got for questions, guys. So, Ryan, why don't you pull some of that housekeeping out of your head?
Housekeeping!
Okay. Well, if you guys would like to see the other stuff we do...
Answer the door first, asshole!
No, you can just put it in. We answered it. You can be assumed that I went and answered it, and now...
At a certain point, I think Lori would have, like, a key to this place.
You would think... But and, like, you have to go to Lowe's and like they have to put it in a little thing and it's such a pain in the ass to get a new key made.
Have you ever gotten a new key made and just doesn't fit like at all, like not even close?
No,
it fucking sucks. And then you have to walk back 25 minutes to the goddamn Lowe's place and they fucking like, oh, I don't know what happened. And then you have to buy another key. It's stupid. Go on, Ryan. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so. Go to GameOverNation.com. That's where you can find all the things we do. But in the event you don't want to go there, you can go to YouTube.com/GameZeroVernation and find the videos we make. Or you can go to Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like, leave us a question. But if that doesn't suit your fancy, go to Twitter, @GameOverNation. That's where we are. So with that, I guess that's it.
It's time to wrap this shit up.
Time to wrap it up.
I need to go record more footage
for
the next video.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, while you do that, we're going to go do Destiny and stuff. Blah.
Yeah.
I kind of do want to go hit level 20.
No, because it's not fun.
I never said it's not fun.
Go play.
You ruined it!
Doesn't have level up.
You said it like 4 times now!
Looks like you're gonna have to put a lot of beeps in here.
I fucking hate you!
Each and every time I said
I hate
Alright, well, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.